97.1 FM The Drive presents the Behind the Song podcast, taking you deeper into classic rock's most timeless tunes. Here's your host, Janda.
Welcome to Behind the Song, powered by DuPage Credit Union. I'm Janda, and this bonus episode is about Bob Seidman, the photographer responsible for one of the most iconic and alarming album covers ever for Blind Faith's one and only self-titled album, released in 1969. Episode 69 of Behind the Song is a deep dive into the history of that album and the lyrics of its standout track, Can't Find My Way Home. And I found myself fascinated by Seidman and his story while putting that episode together. For one thing, one of his more notorious photographs is largely responsible for the band's name. And I can't think of another example of that in rock history. Born in New York City in 1941, Bob Seidman's first love was airplanes. He suffered from a learning disability that made traditional learning difficult, and so he went to the Manhattan High School of Aviation Trades, preparing for a career in the aerospace industry. He developed an interest in photography along the way and ended up as an apprentice with Tom Caravaglia, a renowned dance photographer. Seidman soon headed west, following the beatnik poets from New York to San Francisco, where he found himself in the middle of the burgeoning rock scene there. He befriended members of the Grateful Dead, Janis Joplin, Big Brother and the Holding Company, and more, and found that as his skill as a photographer grew, it coincided with the ascent to stardom that his musician friends were likewise experiencing. During this time, he shot press photos for the bands, including a series of photos of Joplin, nude except for a plethora of beads that she was wearing. One photo of Joplin captured her in a rare, vulnerable moment, and it graces the cover of a recent, excellent, and exhaustive biography by Holly George Warren called Janis, Her Life and Music. It is the one photo of Joplin that exposes her sensitive side, where she for once is not hiding behind a smile. The series of photos was unpublished until Joplin's untimely death. Rolling Stone published them in an article after her passing in 1970. Around this time, Seidman took another photo of an unsmiling female, and this one would cause quite a stir in the record industry. He shot a photo of an 11-year-old girl, Mariora Goshen, with her parents' consent, in the nude from the waist up, holding a silver spaceship or aircraft under a bright blue sky. The image was designed to draw a connection between technology and creativity, and how technology would usher in new ways of approaching creativity. It's more than just striking. It is downright bothersome to look at, because it's so obvious that Goshen is underage, and her deadpan expression seems to add to it being uncomfortable to look at. And there is a phallic vibe to the aircraft she's holding, all of which kind of arrests the viewer visually. And to that end, it does what all good art does. It definitely makes you think about what you're seeing. Seidman titled the artwork Blind Faith, and his old flatmate, Eric Clapton, who had commissioned Seidman to create something visually striking for his new project, declared it brilliant. Clapton insisted that the image would not only be made into the cover artwork for the supergroup he had formed with Steve Winwood from Traffic, former Cream bandmate Ginger Baker, and Rick Gretsch, but also that the group would be named after the artwork. Blind Faith broke up after just one self-titled album released in 69, but that body of work is legendary, and the scandalous image on its cover would still invoke a double take to this day. In the US, record stores wouldn't carry it because it was deemed too risque, so an image of the band at a concert in London's Hyde Park was used instead. Seidman went on to create lots of other album artwork. The image on the cover of Jackson Browne's 1974 album Late for the Sky is his, inspired by a painting by surrealist painter René Magritte. And the same blue sky with white clouds featured in the background of the Blind Faith piece stands out as part of the design for Browne's album as well. Seidman is the man behind the design for Jerry Garcia's solo debut, and he created album artwork for Neil Young's album On the Beach, also released in 74. He created over 60 album covers in all, and he had become one of the most sought-after rock photographers in the business. But after a while, immersed as he was in the music scene in San Francisco and in London, Seidman began to feel the need to move on. He developed a distaste for some of the characters in the music world, saying that at one point he looked around and said to himself, "What a low-life crowd this is," and set his sights on other photographic subjects, ones that didn't come with all that emotional baggage. And so he returned to his first love, airplanes, by the 1980s. Interestingly, he started photographing abandoned, wrecked airplanes that were scattered around Southern California Air Force bases, perhaps a nod to the years that he had left his beloved airplanes behind while he worked in the mercurial music business. He shot portraits for pilots, including General Chuck Yeager, who was the first pilot to break the sound barrier, and of World War II General James H. Doolittle. He also photographed aerospace designers, engineers, abstract photos capturing the lines of airplanes, and more. In all, he produced over 300 aviation photos in a portfolio titled Airplane as Art, parts of which are now featured in several collections, including the Getty Museum and the Boeing Corporate Collection. His art is in the permanent collection of the Fine Arts Museum of San Francisco. Bob Seidman passed away in 2017 in his home in the Bay Area after a long battle with Parkinson's disease, leaving behind his widow, Belinda. They were married for over 30 years. Of the Blind Faith artwork, Belinda said after his passing that it wasn't meant to be titillating. He described it to her as the aircraft representing science and the future, and in choosing the shirtless 11-year-old girl to hold it, he wanted an innocent to be carrying that into the future. No matter how the piece is interpreted, it certainly made Bob Seidman a part of rock history, a man who saw beauty in two very different worlds. And I think it makes perfect sense that a blue sky features so prominently in his best-known work, High Above Mariora Goshen. The sky, and what flew there, was never far from this artist's heart. For more on Blind Faith's classic Can't Find My Way Home, check out episode 69 of Behind the Song, powered by DuPage Credit Union. On the way, new episodes about the lyrics and history of some of rock's most timeless tunes. Watch the video episodes on the Behind the Song YouTube channel, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button. And thanks for listening to Behind the Song.